With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and British forces on the move again, striking against Houthi rebels in Yemen overnight, taking out several key munition sites. And a spokesman in Washington says this is far from over. President Biden facing intense pressure to fix the southern border crisis.
Republicans have long criticized the president's immigration policies and called for asylum restrictions. But it's not just GOP officials putting pressure on the White House to limit border crossings. Nine Democratic governors from all across the country recently sent a letter to the president pleading for action to solve what has become a humanitarian crisis. With a record flow of migrants entering the U.S., states and cities are spending billions to respond. But are failing to keep pace with the new arrivals. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott says one of the problems plaguing Washington these days is the way critical bills are often crafted in secret with little input from elected representatives.
We get these behind closed doors, leadership negotiates these deals, and then they cram it down our throat and say, oh, you got to vote for it. You got to vote for it or, something bad's going to happen. No, we don't. Let's take our time and let's actually everybody get their input in.
Scott telling the Salem Radio Network it's a mistake for Republicans to try and compromise on border security for the simple fact Biden and the Democrats favor an open border. Intense forest fires still burning around a densely populated area of central Chile. At least 20 people are dead. Dozens have been hurt. More than 1,000 homes destroyed. Authorities say 92 forest fires are still burning out of control. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life versus 22% who've stayed about the same. And 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's North Central Plateau state. Those attacks prompting a 24-hour curfew and calling for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations in the country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Connecticut, the first state to cancel medical debt.
The state's canceling around $650 million for an estimated 250,000 residents this year. Those who have medical debt equaling at least 5% or more of their annual income, or those whose household income is less than $125,000 a year, are eligible. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Now, this could have been scary. Police say inert Cold War-era rocket of the type used to carry a nuclear warhead has been found in the garage of a home of a deceased resident in Washington State. Turns out it did not carry a warhead. There was nothing else attached to it, and officials say nothing was wrong. A man armed with a knife and a hammer has wounded 3 people in an attack at a train station in Paris, just as security begins to ramp up for this summer's Olympic Games in Paris. More details at SRNnews.com.